Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Also download the podcast since a lot of you aren't in your car and going to work right now or anytime in the morning because you're at home. And it's so many people working at home nowadays because of, what's going on. So the podcast is available at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the Alexa. A lot of people use the Alexa.
That's what she just played there.
As their radio.
Apparently Alexa, I saw Seth Rogen tweeted out something where he asked Alexa to fart. And Alexa says, gives him a different sampling of farts, plays along with it. It's pretty funny, actually. Because he's at home asking Alexa to fart, We're not at home. We're essential personnel. Screw you if you don't think so. Craig Evans will be here. Nick Allen, he's essential. Puss is out there. We're here. Mr. Skin will phone the program. A lot of people on their computers. I mean, I should see if he can track his daily use.
Are we done with the Whack-It Bracket?
I don't even start.
No, I think that's still going on.
Okay.
Oh, it is? Okay,
yeah, I think we might be in this third, fourth round. I don't know.
Yeah, I was watching, I tweeted out, I was drinking a martini Saturday night. I was watching Oregon, Arizona from a February game. And what one thing about that, when they reshow basketball games, they're all good. About it that way. And it's like, for me, unless it's some, I don't know who wins these something. I don't know who won that game. So I stuck with it. It was overtime. Oregon won by 1 point. It was a great game.
Exciting.
And it was it was exciting because I'm thinking, I don't know who won this thing.
What?
Dane Altman's an old friend of ours, old neighbor. He's a good dude. And I'm thinking, I'm rooting for Oregon, of course. And they won the game. If it's new to you, it's new to you. That's the way I always thought about the, even before the coronavirus, the pandemic, UFC fights. If you turn on a UFC fight in the afternoon, all those reruns of just who's fighting, I don't know who wins these things.
I don't like
so I can watch them like it's brand new.
The Viking Saints playoff game.
You forgot?
I remember they had won. I remember they won in overtime, but I didn't remember the exact sequence. So I'm sitting there. I'm getting a little nervous.
Well, I watched the whole Steeler Cardinals Super Bowl, which I remembered how great that Super Bowl was, but I'd forgotten a lot of it.
Yeah, I saw the Steelers Twitter account was live tweeting.
They were. But they were tweeting. I saw the game. It was Friday night. I think I was watching that, and I watched the whole thing. And even the condensed version, it's still like almost 2.5 hours on the NFL Network.
Yeah, because they throw in the halftime.
Yeah, but you still get to see every play. They don't skip ahead. They don't skip ahead when they show these things. It's every play. And my son was too young, but I made him watch it with me because he was only like 3 or something like that. When I threw him in the air when we won, I was drunk. I threw him up in the air. So we still live in the same house. I tried to do that. I can't pick him off the ground.
No,
yeah. he's pretty solid. And
do you recall if you caught him?
No, that was the thing. I was really hammered. I threw him in the air. Our buddy Joe was there. I remember that, Joe and his wife Lisa. And my wife was so pissed at me because it had been the 09 Super Bowl, and he'd been 4. And I whipped him way in the air, not knowing if I had the capacity to catch up because I was pretty effed up. But I watched the game, and you're right, I'm bitching. And my wife is so mad at me because I'm talking out loud, like, come on. I actually said, come on, ref. It was a bad call on Ben or something, like a grounding call on Ben. I'm bitching. She said, what are you bitching about? I said, I don't care if we win the game. I'm still pissed off.
It was 11 years ago.
And then when the Cardinals went up, because they didn't go up in that game, I'm thinking, oh, screw you. And I was all pissed off at the Cardinals cheering.
Of those replays,
I'm pissed off at the Cardinals cheering, knowing their heart's going to be broken a minute later. I'm still pissed off at them.
Even though I know the result, I completely forget how they got
there. Oh, yeah, totally, totally. So, I mean, I remember the big plays. You know, Harrison had that long interception. And then the catch in the corner, Santonio Holmes. But other than that, I don't remember a lot of the plays, you know.
So. Yeah, but in lieu of real sports, that's going to have to do.
Yeah, it is. Wow. And they're doing live. And I don't watch horse racing, but it's on. And on Saturday afternoon, it was on. And they were live in Arkansas. I don't know why some of these southern states don't get it. They're going to get it soon enough. They're going to start shutting them down soon enough because of the pandemic. But they were live in Arkansas. I mean, no crowds, but it was on TV. I guess you could bet. And they were talking about the horses. I'm thinking, and they said, the jockeys are wearing the same vest all day long. They're not exchanging vests. I'm thinking, how about you just shut it down?
Yeah.
Just shut it down, man. Every other sport's shutting down.
Are the other horse tracks that don't run?
He said some of them are slowly closing down because of this.
Okay.
Some announcer in the beginning that he's like their, you know, Adam Schefter of horse racing. So he knew way too much about horse racing.
Like the track here, you know, you can go and bet on every other race going on in the country.
Nah, that's a bar, though. Is it even open here?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
Might not be.
Yeah. Horseman's Park will take that call. Find sponsor on the program. I'm not sure if they're open or not. No.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I looked up Mr. Skin to see that we are in the middle of the Whack-It bracket.
If you
need some sort of bracket in your life, you can go. So we're past the first round, the smutty second, and the sexy 16. We are now in the Masturb 8.
Masturb 8.
With the final fornicators and the champ skin ship still to come.
Okay.
Champ skin ship, man.
You can vote on all those. Just go to MrSkin.com.
So we're down to the 8.
He worked overtime, too, by the way. Getting those synonyms in there, didn't he, or whatever I want to call
those.
Yeah,
there's the four regions are the missionary, the weird and wild, the cowgirl, and the doggy.
Yeah, I did all four of those this weekend. No, I didn't.
I wasn't there. Oh.
There's kids in the house, man.
Didn't make your list up?
There's kids in the house. No.
Greg encouraged you to make a list.
Of what?
You know, when he did his little sex tips, how to spice things up.
If you're
all cooped up.
You were going to do all those.
Oh, that's right. I was joking, obviously, because there's two kids in the house the whole time.
Right, I made a list.
We are kids aren't allowed to go anywhere.
Christy is quite the procrastinator.
Yeah, I figured that.
And has yet to come up with her list.
Well, that's those four right there.
But I got
Froggy,
one.
Yeah, the Froggy Hammer, right?
I tossed a couple
a lot of women
out there
want that.
That I knew she probably wouldn't comply. No. But you got to float it out there, just in case.
Yeah.
So who won the NASCAR thing? They did a little deal.
Do another virtual race?
They did another virtual race.
I
got a note from somebody saying, hey, they're doing a virtual race today. But I did not bother to check it out. I think FS1 is running those.
I don't know. Are they running it? I didn't even check it out. I can't watch anybody play video games, let alone somebody on TV play a video game. You know, that would be stupid.
Apparently some people are watching.
Oh, yeah, they are. People are bored, man.
Hill wins second pro invitational race at Texas. Is that the one?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Not sure where they were racing.
Our good friend, comedian Pete Lee, is going to phone the program. Pete has a harrowing story about maybe thinking he had coronavirus, him and his girlfriend.
Had a little scare, he and Jamie.
But he'll be calling the program later on this morning. So texting our buddy Paul Mercurio about New York City because he's in the belly there, and he took a picture of Park Avenue. It was completely empty. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Scary times, folks. We're here for you, though. I mean, I don't think that's going to help. We're here for you, though. I tweeted out and Facebooked out on my personal and, of course, the public page that we're all going to be live again this morning. Let's get through this S together. That's all I ever say. And, of course, some guy some snowflake cult member got all went off on us, and I started arguing with them. And I said, "I'm done.
We just got.
I'm done with the cult members. The cult members are just done."
If you want to read 18 paragraphs from another cult member,
The cult
just came in.
Okay, he's an idiot. I don't care anymore. Don't care anymore. We're moving forward. Unfortunately, you're not. Craig Evans, a little bit. Nick Allen. Nick looked like he had some projects done. I saw he hung up his bikes from the. He goes, I'm the bike guy on this. I'm bike guy on the ceiling now.
Oh yeah,
the bike on the ceiling guy. That was it. Yeah,
he hung the bikes from the garage ceiling.
Yeah, he goes, that's what he is now.
That's a good look.
I'm bike on the ceiling guy now. So I guess his wife's making him do the projects, right?
Okay.
Who was the phone call, puss?
Oh, don't worry about it.
All right, good.
Nothing to worry about.
Right. Nope.
Nothing to see.
Not a
here.
Cult member, right? Okay. All right. Now, here's my quandary with coming up here, though. This is really depressing, but I'm looking at famous people that are actually dying of the coronavirus. Singer-songwriter John Prine's in real bad shape. He's probably going to die critically ill. Remember country music star Joe Diffie? Remember that name?
I remember the name.
Yeah, he died. Coronavirus.
I saw there was a
Placido Domingo's hospitalized right now.
A reporter for CBS.
Yeah, Maria Mercader.
Who was only in her early 50s.
54. And young people do die too, by the way.
Yeah, nobody's immune to this.
No.
I texted Craig this
one. So the Deadpool names, that just kind of depresses me. I realize we have to count them, but, you know, geez, do we? I don't know. How are we about that, you know?
Alan Merrill, frontman for the Arrows.
Yeah, he was the guy that wrote I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did. He was 69.
And I did
68, yeah.
I did ask Craig last night. I said, I could have seen some people taking a fly on John Prine because
he looked bad anyway.
His health's been iffy.
Yeah.
Four people actually have him.
All right. Yeah, the dude, I saw the documentary on this guy, a little piece on his writing I Love Rock and Roll, and they play the Arrows version. He's an American dude, but they had a three-piece band based in Britain in the mid-70s, 74 to 77, and he wrote I Love Rock and Roll, and their hit didn't go anywhere, and then, of course, Joan Jett picked it up, and I forgot, apparently Miley Cyrus did it later on, and he mentioned a bunch of other people, but so did Britney Spears. So he was pointing to all the gold records he had in his house, and he goes, people ask me if I'm mad that I didn't get the hit with that. He goes, how can I be mad? He goes, I'm living on the Upper East Side of Manhattan because of that record. You know, he goes, or I'd probably be homeless because everybody recorded that record, and he got all the cash.
Yeah, he wrote it in 75.
Yeah. Their version's pretty cool, too. I like their version.
Joan Jett had a hit of it in 82?
Yeah, she just jammed it up more than he did, obviously, but it's still the rock version, his version. So.
Yeah, Britney in 02, I forgot she'd done that.
Yeah, they played a little clip in this piece I watched. But, yeah. He passed away too from that, and I'm not sure what he had, but we know he had the coronavirus. Good morning. All right. Get through this S together. Craig will pick us up, make us feel good, right?
He's got some non-corona news.
All right, good, good.
Always good to hear some of that.
Yeah. And we'll relive more Super Bowls coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.